rather than look at this formal pseudocode, it's best to look at the examples. So if you stare at the formula for C hat, you'll find that C hat LK is, as I said, ALN, sum of N of A hat LN, B hat NK. So although the parallelism is obvious, there is essentially always communication, because with the exception of a few processors, the processors do not have the correct values of A hat and B hat to be able to do the multiplication. So the implementation of matrix multiplication consists of a classic loosely synchronous algorithm. Remember, loosely synchronous are typified, or block synchronous are typified by compute cycles. You communicate what's needed for this iteration, then you do the computation, and then you do the next iteration. For this problem here, the number of cycles is root n for n processes. So if you examine the formula, you will find that it is really very straightforward. Let's look at C hat 0, 0. C hat 0, 0, the first term is A hat 0, 0, B hat 0, 0. So that's very easy to do, because A hat 0, 0 and B hat 0, 0 are in the processor, in that processor already, because we're assuming the same decomposition for A hat, B hat, and C hat. So this computation, multiplying A hat 0, 0 by B hat 0, 0, is straightforward. Now let's look at the term N equals 0 in the next processor. So the next processor, it's A hat 0, 0 times B hat 0, 1 has to be added into C hat 0, 1. So that's not quite so satisfactory, because this processor has B hat 0, 1, but it does not have A hat 0, 0. So we must obviously communicate A hat 0, 0 from this processor to that processor. So if we look at the other terms in the N equals 0 case, we'll find that N equals 0 has A hat 0, 0 all along the first row of processors multiplied into the elements of B hat that are already stored in the processor. If we look at the next row, it's A hat 1, 1 multiplies into the elements of B hat that are already stored in the processor. So in this communicate compute cycle, the communication we have to do is a simple broadcast along the rows of the matrix. So you must send A hat 0, 0 along so that all matrices in the row know about A hat 0, 0. So the first step is what you would call a subgrid or a subcube broadcast, or a multicast, where you do not broadcast to all processors, but you send A hat 0, 0 from here to three other processors, A hat 1, 1 from here to the three other processors, A hat 2, 2 here and two others, A hat 3, 3 to three others. So, as I mentioned already, matrix multiplication is one of the nicest examples of sub-grid or sub-processor grid broadcasts, where you want to do broadcast over a limited set of processors. So the first step is broadcast along rows, and then do the multiplication.